Blog Talk Radio.
Let's watch a cooking show.
Cookie show?
Cooking shows.
Cookie shows?
Play the Great British Baking Show.
Cookie shows!
Introducing AT&T TV with Google Assistant. Watch with easy self-setup. Ship directly to you.
Let's watch a cooking show.
Cookie show?
Cooking shows.
Wherever you may go, Lexus will welcome you back with exceptional offers on exceptional vehicles. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
It takes all of us in concert. And that way it takes a college, am I right? Am I right? Oh, excuse me. I want you all to know, members of Rafa, she told me to behave myself. I ain't never paid her no mind when she was telling me what to do. I just do it. I do it the Lord lead me. Hallelujah. My baby sister, you have been chosen by your peers, and the people have affirmed their trust in you by acclaiming your appointment and election. Would you stand? A bishop in God's holy church is called to be one with the apostles in proclaiming Christ's resurrection and interpreting the gospel and testifying to Christ's sovereignty as Lord of lords and King of kings. You're called to guard the faith, unity, and discipline of the church, to celebrate and to provide for the administration of the sacraments of the new covenant. You will ordain elders and deacons, and then you'll join in consecrating and ordaining bishops, and you are to be in all things a faithful pastor and wholesome example for the entire flock of Christ. With your fellow bishops, you will share in the leadership of the church throughout the world. Your heritage is the faith of patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, and those of every generation who have looked to God in hope. Your joy, your only joy, will be to follow him who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
Are you persuaded that you are truly called to this ministration according to the will of our Lord Jesus Christ and the order of this church?
I am so persuaded.
Are you persuaded that the Holy Scriptures contain all doctrine required as necessary for eternal salvation through the faith in Jesus Christ? And are you determined out of that same Holy Scripture to instruct the people committed to your charge and to teach or maintain nothing as necessary to eternal salvation, but that which you shall be persuaded may be concluded and proved by the same?
I am so persuaded and determined by God's grace.
Will you then faithfully exercise yourself in the Holy Scriptures and call upon God by prayer for this true understanding of the same, so that you may be able by them to teach them and exhort with wholesome doctrine and to withstand and convince the gainsayers?
I will do so by the help of God.
Are you ready with all faithful diligence to banish and to drive away from the church all erroneous and strange doctrine contrary to the word of God, and both privately and openly to call upon and encourage others to do the same.
I am ready, the Lord being my helper.
Will you deny all ungodliness and worldly lusts and live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, that you may show yourself in all things an example of good works unto others, that the adversary may be ashamed, having nothing to say against you?
I will do so, the Lord being my helper.
Will you maintain and set forward as much as shall lie in you quietness, love, and peace among all men, and diligently exercise such discipline as by the authority of God's word and by the order of this church is committed to you?
I will.
Will you share with your fellow bishops in the government of the whole church? Will you sustain your fellow presbyters and take counsel with them? Will you guide and strengthen the deacons and all others who minister in the church?
I will, by the grace given to me.
Will you be faithful in ordaining, sending, or laying hands upon those who prove their callings in Christ and qualify?
Yes, we're open. The great outdoors is wide open. So why not make the most of it? Expand your family freedom with the off-road best. Like the only built-in GPS that doesn't require a cell connection. And group tracking that lets you spread out on the trail, but stay together for the journey. It's time to say yes to adventure. Polaris, think outside.
Real people are realizing there's a better way to mobile.
By switching the Spectrum, we saved $612.
$650 a year.
Find your savings today with our unlimited data plan for $45 a line or our buy the gig plan for $14 a gig. Click to learn more.
According to the standards of Scripture and the canons of this church,
I will.
Will you be merciful to all? Show compassion to the poor and strangers? And defend those who have no helper.
I will, for the sake of Christ Jesus our Lord.
My brother, my sister, through these promises you have committed yourself to God, to serve His church in the office of bishop. We therefore call upon you, chosen to be a guardian of the church's faith, to lead us in confessing that faith.
We believe in one God.
Everybody, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
the only Son of God, begotten from the Father, God of God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified on the Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried.
For on the third day he rose
again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again in glory
to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
We believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, universal, apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Turn in. give Bishop Douglas the microphone. Would you lead us in the first consecration prayer? God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of mercies and God of all comfort, dwelling on high, but having regard for the lowly, knowing all things before they come to pass, we give you thanks that from the beginning you have gathered and prepared a people to be heirs of the covenant of Abraham, and have raised up prophets, kings, and priests, never leaving your temple untended. We praise you also that from the creation you have graciously accepted the ministry of those whom you have chosen.
Bishop Seawright, would you draw near on this end? Bishop, you two, if you'll go down and be the principal people to lay hands on her. We're going to anoint her head carefully. We won't do what she has seen done. We won't pour it. We will anoint her head gently. She's your servant, Lord. You called her back in Jamaica in her mother's womb. You called her name. She heard you, didn't even know what she was listening to. We anoint her ears that she may continue.
The number one dentist recommended brand.
It takes all of us in concert. And that it takes a college. Am I right? Am I right? All right. Excuse me. I want y'all to know, members of Rafa, she told me to behave myself. I ain't never paid her no mind when she was telling me what to do. I just do it. I go as the Lord lead me.
And determined by God's grace.
Will you then faithfully exercise yourself in the Holy Scriptures and call upon God by prayer for this truth?
We believe in one God.
Everybody, we believe in. Father, make Jacqueline McCullough bishop in your church.
Thank you, Lord.
Pour out upon her your princely spirit, whom you bestowed upon your beloved son Jesus Christ, with whom he endowed the apostles, and by whom your church is built up in every place to the glory and unceasing praise of your unmatchless name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, in this moment,
we thank you for this consecration. You have been faithful in raising up priests and kings throughout all generations, and his hands are laid on Jacqueline McCullough.
Thank you, Jesus.
Make her a bishop in your holy apostolic church. Lord, in this hour of so many strange things, we pray that you would be a light bearer, that you would be a light raiser, a standard bearer, rebuke the day of evil, the hand of death, depression and disaster be cursed through her. And those who come up under apostolic charge, use her as she stands along with us. Bless, consecrate, anoint, use, and then bless your whole church throughout the world as she takes her place in this holy calling.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
We've done what church or canon law requires. Now it's up to you, Jacqueline, to do what you were called to do. And so I say to you, ordained elders in the city, set in all those things that are wanting. Go without fear and without favor. And so now we have consecrated you a bishop in God's holy church. And all the people shall remain. May I have some adjutant brothers to move this first? The kneeler. Bishops, stand back, or you can go back to your places so that the people can see the vesture. You know, that's too close for us brothers, so Bishop Carolyn, where's the other sister bishop? Come here, you sister. Where did she go? What's her name? Haynes? White Haynes? Whoever she is. Somebody tell me her name. What's your name?
White Haynes.
That's what I said. Somebody trying to correct me. Throw your hands up so you... Oh, that's all right. Use that one and help her to dress. Bishop McCullough, she's wearing first the Roman purple cassock spattered with blood. That's the significance of the color.
Thank you, Lord.
But the robe is really a slave's garment. We call it cassock. It's a slave's garment. It's a slave. She's a servant.
Not a problem.
The white garment that was put on her is the priestly garment. It is the garment. You're going to have to do better than that. You're going to have to stand over there or somewhere up there.
My Lord.
This garment, the white garment, is for celebrating the sacraments of our redemption. The red coat that only bishops should wear is the prophet's coat. It is the symbol of inheriting the prophetic office, the principal preacher of Rapha. The stone she's receiving will have coat of arms on it. She'll get another one from the joint college, but she has her own coat of arms. This seal says, the Sigillum Episcopus Jacqueline E. McCullough, and then this year, XX. I mean, pardon me, MMXV, meaning 2015 AD.
Similarly, episcopus meaning the seal of bishop. Jacqueline McCullough, she has the shepherd's staff, the dove with the olive branch, the word of God uppermost on her crest, and the cross of Christ's crucifixion. To the right of her crest is my coat of arms as her chief consecrator. And so, in a strange way, my sister, who is the daughter of McKinley, has also become my daughter in episcopacy. And I don't give my coat of arms to everybody. I got two people I gave to, I asked for them back, but they won't give them back to me. God forbid that I should glory in anything except the cross of Jesus Christ. This cross, made of precious gold, it's not pretty, it's symbolic. Her chain is worn in her left breast pocket, in a suit, on a vestment, it's worn exposed. But it's not something to be just admired. The chain means she's a prisoner. Your sentence is life.
Sensitive teeth? Wrap them in protection with Crest gum and sensitivity.
You can never get out. A ring, a symbol of government, and collegiality with her fellow bishops. She is one among all of us. This is her ring, symbol of authority. And we respect her truthfully. You don't really grab a bishop and hug a bishop. Put it on. Get it on. You get it on. Okay. You respect the bishop by saluting her ring. That's your way of saying, I honor you. You don't just reach your hand out and shake hands with a bishop. You let a bishop extend his or her hand first.
Chief Bishop.
Ah. Oh, I didn't know that. Yes, madam, how do you be, put your hand down and just speak?
Amen, amen.
And, you know, gentlemen with class know when she extends her hand with that ring, we just simply salute her by kissing the ring. We ain't got to hug and squeeze it and bang her into us. Don't do that. She's a bishop. She's a bishop. Bishops that will, in a minute, you can come and salute her and go back to your seats. This is your only weapon. This is all you have. You got a lot of commentaries, you got a lot of books. You're a studious woman. But you can't beat this. Gentlemen, saints of the Most High, I present to you Bishop Jacqueline Villalee.
You may be seated. Bishops are coming. Bishop Showell wanted to be here. Imanda Saluda. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I just told them to come. I told the bishops come.
Coming to you straight from Northern Israel.
Bishop Caesar, and all of them will sit down. Choir, or is it Marianne Pringle? I will introduce the homilist now. Who's Marianne Pringle? Hi, Marianne. Oh. I'm going to introduce